League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
ESPN 97.5. KFNC, Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gao Media Station.
Sounds fascinating.
Bum, 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 bum. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome in and welcome back for Hour 2. Joel Blank taking the week. It's your boy Shock sitting in with Barry and Nick until 4. And we will get into some Astros momentarily, but we got a question, Barry, about the MVP.
Yeah, it was, do you miss your Uncle Charles, y'all?
Always. Yes. He just passed away Christmas Eve.
Boom, 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 boom. I like that. It was a good good on you, Nick.
Or was it New Year's Eve?
Super producer.
Yeah, I didn't make out a lot of the words when I first heard this song.
Really?
Honestly.
I'll see you at the crossroads, Nick.
I mean, when I first heard it, I really did. I just liked it because it was such a popular song being played on the radio.
Yeah.
But then if you really listen to it, like, again and again and again, you can kind of pick up.
Did you just, like,
yeah, I was totally doing it.
Uncle Charles, y'all. Yeah. Boom, 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 boom.
I think that's the part that everybody remembered.
Yeah. It is kind of hard. It's like, there was a time when, like, this and Twista. Do you remember Tongue Twista?
Yes.
He was from Chicago, and then he came down and started rapping with, was it H-Town?
See, but this sounds more upbeat. This song sounds more hopeful.
Shh, don't ruin it for me.
This is the part. It's the chimes in the background.
You like that?
And I miss my Uncle Charles.
Yo! There you go.
Boom.
I knew those words.
Cookies ready.
I told you I knew the lyrics. Okay, yes, we got a question. Somebody texted in and said, when's the last time an MVP award was announced and the winner was not playing anymore? Pretty good question. And it's going to change this year. And I think you looked it up.
I did.
Because I didn't care.
The last MVP to get his award after his team was already bounced was Dirk Komisar.
Dirk
Nowitzki. 2007. Nowitzki. They had to have a presser for him.
Oh.
But now they've moved it back.
Yeah. So the NBA had an announcement where they are now going to have an NBA award show at the end of the season. And in this case, this being the first year, June 26th will be the award show. And you've probably already seen the ads on TNT where they're hyping it up. But this was the NBA press release. It said the star-studded event will recognize players, teams, coaches, and executives for their accomplishments in 2016-2017 season. It'll feature the MVP defensive player, rookie of the year, sixth man, most improved coach of the year. While in previous years, the awards were announced separately through the postseason, this marks the first time that all recipients will be honored on the same night.
It's all masturbatory. I don't dig it. I like the way baseball, they might do an award show now for all I know, but I kind of dig that after World Series, you have 2 weeks
of awards.
And then, you know, today, rookies of the year, tomorrow, managers, MVPs, yeah. Cy Youngs, whatever. And I think they do both in one day.
This is
now
a way to make money. That's
I
all
guess
it is.
Would you watch that?
Hell no.
Would you watch that? Nick, no. You would watch it.
He's a basketball
you'll watch
I wouldn't
it.
Watch that. I would put that in the same thing as the, what is the, what do they do in the NFL that they moved from Hawaii?
The Pro Bowl?
The Pro Bowl. I hate the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, you hate the Pro Bowl, but would you watch the NBA award show? Because you're an NBA dork.
No,
you are. You love everything NBA.
I would just follow that on Twitter.
Be like, oh, God. This is
nothing better than an organization having an award show to celebrate themselves. I mean, it's like the Grammys, the Oscars, anything like that.
Yeah, you know. And you know they'll get someone to host it that's whack, that they think is awesome and isn't. And it'll be a bunch of stars, and it'll be lame jokes and awards and...
It's the same with MMA. I love MMA, but I've never once watched the, what is it? I guess it's the MMA award show.
Yeah.
I have never once.
I think, and Fighters Only has their own
version
award
of it?
That's the one he's talking about. Yeah. Oh, that's
okay.
The one.
Yeah. The one where, you know, John Anik wins every year.
Or Ariel
I think
Helwani,
he's the only one who's ever won. Yeah.
First
those
three
two
years
have flip flopped.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah, I don't care. I just, I would have liked to have, I liked it back in the day when you had, especially this year, when you have a chance, you have the two guys going up against each other.
Right.
They should have announced it. They should have announced it like now, or, I mean, you know, the voting is done, right?
Well, that, and it muddies the water when you, like, do that, because it is a regular season award. And the problem that you get into now is you have the, you know, 7 or 8 months of playoffs now, and they'll announce the award after, and all of a sudden the playoffs will become part of the conversation, which it shouldn't.
It's not. And that's why I say, if they, like, when the Olajuwon Robinson MVP race, and then Elijah, you know, Robinson won it, and Olajuwon just schooled him.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I wanted them to announce it either before or during this series, you know, in a game or two in, so that you could see how these players react to winning and it being over. Because they're like, oh, we're not communicating right now. Like, all that's over with, though. If you guys are boys, what does it matter? Like, you have a series to win, sure, but you're not fighting for the MVP anymore. That's done. That ended on the last game of the season. So now this is just about advancing in the playoffs and has nothing to do with the award. So I don't understand why they're not even communicating. That seems silly. But, I mean, I wanted the award to be announced during the series. Hmm. I wanted to see how each of these guys would react knowing that they had won or lost it.
Because the one that lost would probably be playing angry.
Yes.
Or angrier.
Yes. No doubt.
Yeah.
And I think it – not that I think it would have changed the series. I think even if – Westbrook was announced that the Rockets still win. If James wins it, I think the Rockets still would have won. But could you imagine, you know how much passion Russell Westbrook plays with, how much fire he plays with. Could you imagine if he lost the MVP race?
Yeah.
And he's down 1-0?
You ever seen somebody shoot 70 times in one game? I got this. ISO.
Don't even come out. You're just getting in my way. Just 1-on-5. Doesn't matter.
This is probably the wrong market to ask this question, specifically Houston. I wonder what neutral ground would say when you look at the careers that Robinson and Olajuwon had. Both had 2 world championships. Both had MVPs. Both had everything. Difference is Olajuwon, I think, for a lot of people, regarded as the best who ever played his position. There's a lot of people who feel that way. I don't think David Robinson never enters into that discussion.
Okay, that, yes.
You know?
Olajuwon will always be a top 3 name.
I think when you line
between Olajuwon and Shaq, isn't it? And no, people on the West Coast say Shaq a lot.
No.
People out West don't know anything.
No. You're talking about all time?
Yeah.
No, yeah. You can't forget about Wilt and Kareem.
Bill Russell.
Bill Russell. There are
Though
other
Bill
names.
Would be a 4 today. Might be a stretch 4. Maybe a 4 today.
I don't know. But, yeah, those names are always going to come up. But Olajuwon is always in the top 3, top 5.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's enough people to make it viable that have been around that saw those guys play who would put Dream right there with them.
Yeah.
You know?
They're usually from Houston, but yeah.
Yeah. It's all good. But when you, I guess if you were to line up their Wikipedia pages side by side with just the accomplishments that they had, Olajuwon and Robinson are pretty much neck and neck. I mean, there's a, you know, I think Dream had a couple more accolades over the years than the Admiral did, but, you know, pretty comparable careers.
I would have to look. I would think that on the surface without looking at
without getting out a pen and pencil and graph paper and comparing.
I would say that they're
pretty neck and neck, you know. But, you know, Admiral had, you know, his lieutenant later on. He had Duncan to kind of aid him through those last years, which Olajuwon didn't really have.
Right.
You know, you're not counting Scottie Pippen.
Oh, there's no question.
You're not
they
counting
had
Clyde players. At that point.
No.
He had a young apprentice who took the baton and ran with it.
Yeah. He had better players for sure on the roster.
Absolutely.
I'm trying to think, because I really, now you've got me, now I'm going to have to go and look up
numbers.
And I'm
not trying to start a fight, Houston.
No,
I'm
you
just
are.
Saying.
Now I'm going to have to look at their numbers, and I should have these memorized because this comes up all the time.
Well, no, because in my head I was thinking about it. I'm like, Olajuwon, he definitely had 2 because he had the back-to-backs. And in my mind I'm thinking, did David get 3? No, he only had 2. Timmy got 3 on his own.
Yeah. I wanted to pull up a quick list and see where they had
And I want to say he got the second one in his last season when he really wasn't the man. It was Duncan that was kind of taken over by that time.
A point there, too. You're exactly right. And they had Parker and
on this Ginobili list, and, on this list, on Complex, they have Robinson 8th.
Of the all-time centers?
All-time.
I'd take that.
8th.
Top 10 all-time? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
All-around good dude. No one has a crossword to say about David Robinson.
Who cares about all-around good
dude? I'm just saying.
What is that? What, they don't keep a stat for merit badges or Boy Scout.
They do in the Navy.
Do they?
Where he went to school, the Naval Academy?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
They don't keep a stat for that.
Hey, Nick, Lauren Pope giving you props. Not even way back Wednesday, and she already got Bone Thugs. She is pleased.
Well, we got someone who likes Bone Thugs.
Good hey, what's up? Screwston checking in. What are we going to do for tomorrow?
For Way Back Wednesday?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was talking to Chalk about it earlier.
What theme?
Is Jerome tomorrow. Not
I
me.
Know, but yeah.
Oh, it is Jerome tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, we're going to have to get him early and give him the theme and let him pick
We're not
his
just
going to
do before the year 2000?
And not just do a theme?
Or do you want
to
do like
I would be interested to see what Jerome comes up with if we just let him pick eight songs.
There's so many songs that we already
2000.
Played,
though. Yeah, he's probably going to double up.
The Beer Man Greg on Twitter says Cleveland and San Antonio will win in four. Their motivation will be to rest their players because I guess it didn't get enough rest down the stretch.
Right.
You know, because Pop is you know, never good about getting his guys rested.
Hey,
I think you're right, though.
What?
I think Greg's right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
The FIA holds an award dinner after the F1 season is over, where they present the champions trophies to the winning drivers and constructors.
Is that Demetrius?
Yeah. Yeah, I know that. No, he didn't leave a name, but I'm pretty sure it's Demetrius. But yeah, I know because I tune in every year for the FIA awards. Of course. And this year, I think you're going to be surprised who wins Driver of the Year. I'm not going to spoil it, but I'll just say I think you're going to
be surprised.
I'd be surprised
if you could pronounce his name.
I don't need you to challenge me. I could if I wanted to, but that would ruin the surprise, so I'm not going to do it.
Will there or will not be an umlaut? What are the odds?
I'm not going to say. That could give it away.
Additional name punctuation.
I don't even know what an umlaut is. I'm not. Don't try to trick me on air.
Two dots.
It's the two dots? Yeah. That's the umlaut?
That's umlaut. Yeah.
I thought that was called two dots.
It could be.
All right.
Let's take a break. It's Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Overdose, where they sleeping on me, that's comatose. I went mainstream with my main team, you just mad. You ain't come close.
ESPN
97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome in and welcome back. 713-780-3776. That's the HRMP listener line. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. Go to Josh and Pasadena.
Hold on.
Yes.
Hold on.
Before we go to Josh.
I just want to say we're not going to start this whole
we'll take one call.
Best center ever debate and take a million calls on it.
Unless we can talk about the best six man ever.
Just
too.
On this show, we've done this 1,000 times.
Who's the best six man
it's
ever?
It's been done a million times in sports talk radio in this town. We're not doing this today. I need a Diet Coke, and I can't handle this.
Best 12th man ever.
I'm too angry to talk about this today.
Was it Caldwell Jones or Herb Williams? My vote is for Herb Williams, and the reason for that is
best
in his
12th man, Bobby Brown, yo.
His later years with the Knicks, he wasn't even at the end of the bench. There was 11 seats, and then... And then the team doctor, there were like four people, and then Herb Williams was at the end of that. It's like he wasn't even on the team.
He was in row A, seat 27. Yeah. He had to sit behind the team.
Caldwell Jones, I want to say, with the Sixers was a 12th man, but he was also Moses' backup. So he actually got minutes. Like yeah. He jumped over 11, 10, 9, 8, and 7, but he sat in the 12th spot. All right, Josh. What's up, man? Welcome to Usual Suspects. What's up?
I thought we were doing the greatest of all time at every single position.
Josh,
are we not doing that? We're not going through every single one, taking calls on all of them? I thought Barry would love that.
Best jump ball jumper ever. Yeah.
I was just commenting on because I heard Bill Russell and Will Chamberlain's name brought up. I always just have a problem with that because I think that they played back when they were like the only black guys in basketball. There was like 100,000 people in America. Like, I can't take stats based on guys that were the only big men around. And if they played in today's age, I don't know what they would be. But I know if you took Akeem and Shaq and you Kareem and you took them into any era, they'd be pretty dominant. So that's all I was saying.
All right,
Josh. That's a
so was it that they,
that's
they,
a validly
was it that
racist...
they were the only black guys or the only big black guys? Or the only big guys?
It's a validly racist point you've made, Josh. No, I get what he's saying, but you can't go like going backwards isn't even fair. Taking Olajuwon and putting him in the '60s doesn't, that's not fit. That's going to, in 30 years from now, you can't do that again. Like, you'd almost have to take Russell and put him in today's game and see how you think he would fare based on his skill set. But it's hard to do that either way. It's not, you know what I mean? Like, it was a different era. So,
see, I think there was more parity. And I've gotten criticized for saying this before. I think there's more parity when Hakeem Olajuwon and Shaq and Robinson were playing. I mean, Bill Russell was a part of a team that won 11 championships. They were dominating.
They were like, full of Hall of Famers, too.
There was nobody that could face him. Like, nobody.
It's true. They had Heinsohn. They had a lot of dudes. They had Kuz. They had a lot of guys on those teams.
When Shaq, when Robinson, when Olajuwon won, there were plenty of good teams when they won.
Who do you think were the best guys at winning jump balls?
I'm leaving this show.
Most improved player.
I am going to walk out.
I say Marcus Camby, just off the top of my head.
At winning jump balls?
At winning, yeah.
No.
In my mind, of all the jump balls I remember watching.
Manute Bol.
Yeah, but he couldn't jump.
He didn't have to jump.
A stiff breeze would blow him out.
He was like 11'5". He didn't have to jump.
11'5".
Yeah.
Eric Dampier?
Look it up. That's science.
We know about Eric Dampier as a jump ball specialist.
I mean, he's overrated.
That's all the only reason they had him.
I mean, when you have a jump ball specialist, you want a guy that has more leaping ability than Dampier had. You know what I mean? Mm. He had good arm reach. He did. And his verticality was pretty good.
How about Yao? You guys had a chance to see all those jump balls over the years. He was pretty strong.
I guess before they had to reconstruct.
He's too soft. He's too soft like for the jump times. Ball. You've got to really have a. You got to be. You got to be a physical force for the jump ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe a Sean Bradley, a George Marison.
I don't know. Sean Bradley was pretty weak too. Didn't Shaq punch his head off one time?
I think he missed. And if he hadn't missed, he would have died. I saw George Marison up close. Once, and
handsome fella,
scariest thing I've ever
handsome
seen.
Handsome man, right
oh
there.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, handsome man. Doesn't look like Lurch at all.
No,
handsome guy.
Extremely. There was a story about Manute Bol when he was with the Washington Bullets. He didn't have a driver's license, but he apparently had bought a Jeep. I don't know if it was a Jeep Cherokee. What was the one that the one that blew over? The Suzuki Samurai.
Yes, the one.
Whatever it was. This was during his time as a Bullet. I think when Muggsy Bogues was also on the team, so they had that. Interesting dynamic of having a 7'6" guy and a 5'2" guy or however big Muggsy was.
Bogues. Yeah, we had Muggsy on the show.
Manute bought this SUV and took the front seats out and sat in the back and drove from the back and got pulled over for doing donuts and speeding around the parking lot at Capitol Center in Landover. No driver's license, no lessons.
Just having a good old time.
Figured it out. Yeah.
Nice.
That's pretty awesome. He also knocked his teeth out on the rim when he was in the CBA.
Did he really?
Yeah.
How do you know all these stupid-ass Manute Bol facts?
Because he was a Bullet for most of his career.
So you researched Manute Bol facts?
They were a big
everyone
deal
everyone else
back
is
then.
Getting laid.
Well, there was
everyone
two.
Else is out there,
there
getting laid. Shock's looking up Manute
three,
Bol facts.
Three Manute Bol facts that I gave you. There wasn't an exhausting history.
Your other friends out having sex. You Googling Manute Bol facts.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have Google back then because you're old.
Yeah, but look, it's paying off now.
You were looking at the encyclopedias.
Here I am.
Here you are.
Of NBA players from Zaire or wherever Manute was from.
Kicking.
I think it's from Zaire.
Suzuki Samurai Manute Bol facts. If that's not dropping some panties out there right now, I don't know what is.
I had a friend who had a Suzuki Samurai that was making a sharp turn, and it did tip
it
over.
Did? Those used to be the coolest.
It like, didn't roll like I thought it would.
I think we talked about that before, but like that was only like one or two guys at our school that had those, but they were like the drug dealers.
They were narrow, but they were high.
Yeah. Kind of like a white girl's waist.
Yeah, then when your pager slides under the seat, it was difficult to get out.
It was indeed, which would cause you to turn sharply and tip. We have Matt and Katie who said we should do favorite remakes for the music tomorrow.
That's not a bad theme.
Like covers?
Remakes.
Cover versions, yeah.
Or remix, or like a mold sample.
There's a difference between a remix and a remake.
Yes, yeah,
so remixes like, would be deep.
Right,
like K Rock would call in for that. the state 808 remix of
no.
Call Me Maybe.
Yeah, the Fatboy Slim remix of whatever. No,
of
we're
his,
not doing
of
that.
His own.
Yeah, Fatboy Slim remixes Fatboy Slim.
No, yeah, Fatboy Slim remixed Moby's remix of Fatboy Slim's Rockefeller yes. Skank. I'm pretty sure.
This is very meta.
Extremely meta. Who won the meta bracket, by the way?
Oh,
did we ever decide that?
Nope.
Tune in Sunday.
Totally forgot. Totally forgot. Tune in Sunday. We were down to the final four, and then I stopped caring. there was a, where to go? Barry, please tell me you watched Mike Jackson call out CM Punk. Did you either? I know you guys
are
MMA dudes. No.
Wasn't that a while ago?
He put out a fake wrestling promo calling out CM Punk. Said it was the greatest thing he's watched all day, and I haven't seen it yet.
I didn't know that Mike Jackson released it. I thought it was someone else.
Yeah, Mike the Truth Jackson released
the two guys who each got finished by Mickey Gall are going to fight each other.
CM Punk got finished by his own back, didn't he? He didn't even fight.
He didn't even throw a punch.
No. Yeah.
What would they call the card before the fight pass part of the card? Like when, you know, they'll do UFC 215. You've got the main event. You've got prelims on FS1. You've got fight pass. What's before fight pass?
Well,
like something in the parking lot, something in the hallway.
An exhibition. Step right up, ladies and gentlemen.
In the trainer's room.
You've got an MMA personality versus a former wrestler right here.
In the bowels of T-Mobile Arena.
It would just be in the back of a truck bed.
Like a Johnny Carino's across the street.
They'd lay a mat down and just rope off some space and let them fight in a truck bed.
Can I tell you, though?
Jello wrestling.
I would actually want to at least hear the build for that fight.
Why?
Because we had Mike on our show one time.
And he
had me convinced he was going to beat Mickey Gall.
I mean, he was lobbying for CM Punk in the event that he won before he even faced Mickey Gall.
That's right. He was calling out CM Punk before
he
fought Mickey Gall.
And he was mad at Dana White because Dana White made it clear. He's like, even if you win, you're not getting CM Punk.
Yeah, you're here for one reason and one reason only.
Yeah, like he made
because,
it clear.
Because I your boy Mick is a friend of mine. Like that's
basically, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you know Punk can talk.
Yeah.
You know, the build up for that fight would be supreme. I would love to see it.
I would hope he would get I want him to get that fight. He'd get paid and everything. I hope he does, but I don't think he will.
I know that he'll promote the hell out of it. That is for sure.
Yeah. My
boy Truth is a promoter. In fact, he'll probably want to come on this show, on Sunday's show. He'll be asking me for retweets, like
podcasts.
Without a doubt.
The fight might have to be at the Arena Theater. In the parking lot, third level of the garage, maybe.
Somebody wants me to Google Manute Bowl swimming pool. I don't know.
Good one. Yeah.
I don't know. What am I about to look at, Shock?
You'll see. I forgot about that one.
What am I getting myself into here?
I'm not telling you. That would ruin it.
Oh, my God. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Is he wearing a Speedo?
Have you seen his son, Bowl?
Stop it.
I'm dead serious. He's a
player. He just signs his name Bowl Squared.
Yeah.
He just puts a little two up there.
Just the...
Yeah.
Yes.
Somebody said they saw Iverson was the best jump ball of all time.
Well, if you gave him odds. Yeah.
Ike said that. He said, I saw Iverson win a jump ball against Manute Bowl. Is that true?
I don't recall that.
I don't know.
I don't know that.
That seems a little far-fetched.
Yeah. That's something you talk about in the neighborhood when you're making up stories. I remember Iverson. What a broken ankle.
Back in the day.
Arm in a sling.
Yeah.
Damn right. Let's take a break. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Breaking my real bad.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
I wonder if, as bad as the Knicks have been for much of Carmelo Anthony's tenure there, whether Knicks fans could take solace in the fact that they knew he wasn't going anywhere because of his wife, Lala Anthony's quote-unquote acting career.
Right.
The news was breaking, I guess, the last day or so that they have split. She moved out of their family home. And then this morning, New York Daily News reporting that Carmelo Anthony allegedly got a stripper pregnant, or a dancer at a gentleman's club in New York pregnant. This now frees him up to leave New York. There's no this or that about,
he can't leave his baby.
Staying in New York to support her career.
No, he's staying in New York to support his kid.
Well, that too. But if you didn't have to live in that tax break, in that tax rate, you wouldn't.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's no longer part of the narrative for will he stay, won't he stay, will he allow them to trade him, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Yeah, that was always like one of the underlying factors as well, her acting career. Mm. Again, I defy you to name four things she's been in.
I forgot what she did. Like, what did she become famous? Was it 106 and Park? Was she on that?
I guess. On BT? I mean, what's a bigger fraudulent narrative that he is a leader that could take a team to a championship, or that she is a viable actress? What's a bigger fiction?
Oh God, that's a tough one. Yeah. I'm gonna have to say she's a viable actress.
Only because I know,
but he could pick up.
He won a national title at Syracuse.
He could be a 6 or 7 on like the Warriors and win a title. You know what I mean? Like she couldn't even be like.
You just raised an interesting point.
Okay,
if by some weird set of circumstances he ended up in Golden State, wouldn't he be the fourth option? Him before Draymond. Or after Draymond at this point? You can't have four perimeter guys being your first four options, can you?
I think he'd have to bring him in off the bench.
A whole new paradigm of NBA. I mean, not much different from what they're doing now, but still. Do you imagine the four of those on the court together?
Good Lord. Rich getting richer?
Is it?
And how is the ball going to be?
Is it subtraction by addition?
No.
You still only have one ball on the court.
Yeah, but no matter where it goes, they can shoot. They're a threat.
I guess their defensive efficiency goes down a touch.
A little bit.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see it, though.
Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
I'm not one of those guys who gets – I don't get really upset about, you know, these teams stacking up superstars. I kind of like it.
Do you?
Yeah, it gives you a reason to watch because you want to see them lose. I mean, people can bitch and moan all they want about the Yankees having, you know, $300 million budgets for all those years, the Red Sox, the Dodgers, whatever. But – it was that much cooler when the Angels beat them in the playoffs. It was that much better when the Diamondbacks beat them in the World Series.
It is, but it's still disgusting.
I guess.
I mean, it's like.
But they've cut that. What, the Yankees have won 8 in a row now, and they have a, you know, you can't name 3 players. Maybe you could name 3 players. Yeah, you could probably name 3 players.
Yeah.
Sabathia, Betances, that catcher Sanchez that everyone will forget about in a little bit.
Real quick, though, I got to say, we'll get to the call, I promise, but this is very disturbing. I've been Googling Manute Bol pictures.
Ugh.
It's very unnerving to see this man just walking around and doing his thing. The Manute Bol swimming pool.
It was.
Was very creepy, but then they have pictures of him like stretching before a game. He's doing the butterfly stretch.
Yeah.
It's very weird. I
there was a novelty.
Surely
in his,
this man has never had sex. Number one, I mean,
he has at least a few times. He's got a bunch of kids.
Does he have kids?
He's got a son named Bol Bol, who is a pretty good high school player right now.
I thought you just made that up.
No,
I thought you were just pulling my chain.
Bol. I'm dead serious.
Well, maybe he donated. No,
I told like, him so.
What? That would be very awkward. Could you imagine?
I'm going to take your word for it.
Could you imagine having sex with Manute Bol?
It was slightly weird seeing him play back in those days.
Like, missionary position, his belly button would be in your face. If you're a woman, you'd just be like, I don't know. I didn't even enjoy it because his belly button was all in my face the whole time. Like, that's weird.
Gratuitous.
It's not gratuitous. Think about it. That's a fact.
No, the music. Oh. Yeah, you needed that.
He slept with a woman before, and they did it missionary.
I guess.
That would be so weird.
It's more than I really wanted to think about.
He'd have to, like, call you to see how it's going. Hey, bring, hello. He'd have to call your cell phone. That's how far away he is. Hey, am I doing this right? I don't know. Hold on. I got to call the other line. Like, it would be so weird.
They always talked about the NBA
His feet
guys
would be way off the
having
bed.
Having to have the specially made beds in hotel rooms. Dude had to sleep diagonally, wouldn't you think?
I would think.
Or line the couch up at the bottom.
Yeah. You'd have to have something propping
pool
it
table.
Up. That would be weird.
Driveway? I don't know. Let's go to the HRP listener line. Mark, you want to talk about Carmelo. Welcome to Usual Suspects.
Yeah, how you guys doing? I just kind of want to hear your thoughts on Melo. I think he still has a chance to contribute to a team. I think with Melo, he's always been this weird player, whereas as much as we want to say that he should have won it or should have gone far, I think when he was in Denver, he never really had a team built around him. It seemed like a lot of coaches spent a lot more time trying to turn him into something he wasn't instead of building something around him. Because, of course, everybody knew he could score. And I think Coach Woodson was the only coach that really got a lot of defensive work out of him, and then they fired him for some reason. But I think he still has a lot to give. I think now he's in a different place. I think a good place would be to go somewhere west, like L.A. if Clippers decide to get rid of Blake Griffin for any type of reason. I just want to hear your thoughts on that.
I don't know, man. I think once you have that reputation, I think teams tend to want to stay away from you. And Carmelo didn't do himself any favors in New York. He's always had the reputation as a ball hog. He's 32. His numbers are obviously declining. I don't even think he finished top 20 in points scored this year or average. While I think he still could be a viable option, I don't think any teams out there are going to want to take the chance on Carmelo Anthony being the guy, being a one
right
for that team. He's, to me, now at 32 and with the problems that he's had, he's one of those first options off the bench role players that has to know that wherever he's going, he's going to play a specific role. He needs to be comfortable with that role, and he needs to know that we're doing this so that you can get a ring.
Right.
But you're not the man anymore.
Absolutely, and I think it would take a GM and a coach to be upfront about it from the very beginning. And, Mark, we appreciate the phone call, but yeah. Los Angeles, I mean, I don't know if that would be a good fit for him right now.
Well, I think somebody like a Doc Rivers is the kind of coach he needs to play for. Because Doc Rivers is a player's coach.
The Clippers.
Yeah, the Clippers.
Well, he said Lakers or Clippers?
He said both.
Oh, okay.
But I think playing for a Doc Rivers or even a Popovich or somebody that he's going to respect. You know what I mean? Like, he's got to play for a coach that has enough tenure and he's seen in the NBA for a while now that he will actually respect and play for and be able to say when that coach says, listen, you're going to be our first option off the bench. You're our six or you're our seven. That he's okay with that.
Yeah. Well, I see the thing. And I think the Clippers would be a better fit because you've got Chris Paul. You've got Blake Griffin. He can't just walk up in there as easily and say, I'm the man. But he can totally do that with the Los Angeles Lakers because they don't have that number one guy. They got some guys that they're trying to groom into becoming special players. But he probably would be more likely going into the Lakers roster trying to be the man. And that's not what you need.
No.
He cannot be the number one guy. I think I think you agree. He can't be the number one guy. He would have to be like a number two.
But 32 isn't what 32 was back in the day. You don't know if he still thinks he's capable of being, you know, that man anymore or whether he is ready to take. We were just talking about with Paul George. Would he be willing to not be the man to go somewhere and have a shot to win?
But Paul George is 26. That's what I was saying when we were talking about Paul George.
Well,
He still has another round of contracts that he could go through as being the man before he hits 32. He's six years away.
Or he could go somewhere and do what Durant did and sign for, you know, 1 year, 2 years. I mean, yeah. he could travel the league. I'm looking at one of Carmelo's last years in Denver. He was just saying that Mark was saying, the caller, that they didn't really ever build around him. They had Billups. They had Nene. They had... That was Iverson's last year. They had Kenyon Martin. They had J.R. Smith. They had a lot of younger dudes. They had players. They just didn't have a good team.
Yeah.
You had George Karl coaching, which is kind of surprising. You know, they were 54-28 his next to last year in Denver. So they weren't horrible, but they weren't going to compete.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like, you know, Paul George is a whole different comparison. And, I mean...
Oh, he is younger.
Carmelo's 32, but he'll be 33. Oh, we share a birthday. Look at that. He'll be 33 this May. So, he's going into next season, he'll be 33. I don't know.
Depends what's important to him. Is it the money?
Or money, cash, hoes.
Yeah.
Safety and hoes. That's
what this show's about.
That's right.
I mean, is he prepared to take a step back and maybe not make as much as he could in New York to go somewhere and have a legit shot at going deep in the postseason?
Yeah.
Only he knows that for sure.
I looked up the tallest men to ever play in the NBA. Manute Bol, 7'7", was number one.
Bradley was 7'6", right?
George Mereschon was also 7'7", at number two.
But he weighed about 300 pounds more than
Manute. He weighed 303. Manute Bol weighed 225.
That doesn't seem possible.
Oh, my God. I almost weighed as much as Manute Bol at one point. How fat was I? Oh, that's sad. Yao Ming was third at 7'6". Bradley is fourth at 7'6". Again, big difference in weight.
Yeah.
Number five, Chuck Nevitt, former Rocket.
And Laker, right?
Yeah, 7'5", weighed 250. And then at Slavko Reigns.
Oh, yeah, him.
Yeah. Mark Eaton, Rick Smits, Ralph Sampson was 9, and Priest Lauderdale was 10 at 7-4.
Priest Lauderdale.
Yeah. So there you go. Top 10 NBAs.
Okay.
Word.
Let's take a break. Still, it's the usual suspects on ESPN 975.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
This Thursday is opening day at Constellation Field. The Blitz is kicking off the party with a live broadcast from the stadium. Come hang out with Fred and with AJ for the pregame chatter. Win some station gear. Tickets start as low as $8 with free parking. It's affordable family fun. Log on to Sugarland Skeeters and get your tickets today. Big Cypress Hill guy?
Yeah, too bad this isn't Cypress Hill.
I know. No, yesterday, I also asked you, asked you yesterday if you knew who whodunit was, and I meant Houdini.
I know what you meant. You're so old and white. Oh, I like goodness. That old whodunit.
In my day, there were B-sides. Back when you had to actually put the needle on the record yourself.
So the drum beat goes like this.
Somebody texted, Lala was an MTV VJ.
I guess.
She was on Power, the TV show.
Well, that's what I looked up, and it was nothing but TV shows. I mean, it's not really movies that she does.
So
it's
my
a lot
question
of
is,
was that a career worth staying with a horrible franchise for?
No.
No.
My Unless question it's about is, love.
Was the stripper hotter than Lala? Because that's always the thing. You don't trade in and get an older model. You know what I mean? Like, you don't go down if you're going to risk it, right?
Because well, we Lala's know not she, hot. The woman in question works at a – she's a dancer in New York.
Yeah. Well, like so fame dancer? Like
what,
fame.
No, it wasn't like, I'm going to – no. Debbie Allen or nothing like that.
What no. kind of dancer?
A stripper.
Okay. So not a go-go dancer.
But then it comes down to what shift does she work?
That's where I'm getting to. So she's
if
not
she's
a fame
working
dancer.
Like from, I don't
she's
know,
not a go-go dancer.
She's working from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Yeah. If she's the Sunday day shift.
Mm-hmm. With the one with the eye patch.
Yeah, she's like that one I saw in Canada.
Yeah.
You know.
Appendix scar. All that good stuff.
Yeah, Lala's not all that.
A cast on her arm.
She comes out on a walker.
Swing.
Comes out on a walker because her boyfriend dumped his Harley. She was on the back.
Oh, man.
But mama's got bills to pay.
Turn my Metallica on now.
That's terrible. Wouldn't it be Poison? No? Sweet. Didn't Poison sing Cherry Pie?
AC/DC is actually who I meant. Aren't they the most ubiquitous strip club rock
I
band
I thought it was Poison,
time?
Cherry Pie, right?
Well, there's that, but You Shook Me All Night Long has got to be the number one of all time. Right?
No, not any. Maybe from the 70s and 80s,
well, the
strippers. 80s.
The 80s.
Like the Daisy Duke
talking
era.
About their age?
70. Well, it would be about now, I'm guessing, if they were in their 30s and 40s.
When I was living.
I wonder how long you can legally stay in nursing school.
You run out of classes eventually.
Portia, can I see you in my office for a moment? Listen, you've been here for 70 years.
Destiny, come into my office.
You're never going to be a nurse. Okay?
Aura, come into my office.
Yeah. Like, you really need to move on. We all know you're just here so you can have a reason to strip.
When I was living in Kentucky, I was living in Lexington, and I was asked to go work at this store out in Madisonville, which is pretty much Indiana.
Uh-huh.
And on the way out, the restaurant that I was working in, a bunch of the regulars there would go to this strip club that was about 3 miles from our restaurant, and it was in a trailer.
What?
Mm-hmm. Wasn't even double wide.
What?
It was a trailer.
A strip club and a trailer?
Was,
you have my interest.
It
now.
Was a trailer.
I need to sit up. What?
I wanted to go just for the story. I didn't make it there, but the kitchen guys were telling me all about this place. Like, their membership essentially was like the recipe card box that your mom had on the kitchen back in the 70s, and you filled out an index card with all of your personal information. And that basically was their
Membership?
That was the database.
And then they just burned it?
From what they told me, there was nothing but like metal folding chairs and a couple of card tables that they set up as a stage.
They would get on top of card tables?
Yeah, which and low roof. We're not talking about a really nice trailer.
Well, then those aren't even sturdy. They must have been, there must have been, they had to have been like really, really
thin. I can't imagine a worker's comp claim.
Like, yeah, right.
The quote unquote stage collapsed.
Yeah.
But yeah, you couldn't miss this place because there were long stretches of road in western Kentucky where there's nothing. I mean, there's trees and signs for like bourbon distilleries and the Everly Brothers Museum and the Abraham Lincoln birthplace and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
And then there's a trailer with an inordinate amount of cars in front of it. You know, like 14 cars in front of a little single wide trailer. And as I'm told, it was a strip club.
As you're told, you've never went.
I was only there for 2 days.
You never went, Shaq.
I worked two 14-hour shifts in 2 days. They were closed by the time I got off work.
You probably didn't even have to
tip. I told
you,
I wanted to see it just so one day when we did this show, you know, 17 years ago, yeah. I would have this story to tell. And I couldn't get there. I hope it's still there.
I wonder if you could just tip and like skull bandits and bottle caps. Like, you didn't even have to.
Well, no,
cash.
I think it was camel points.
Yeah.
You saved up all your camel points. Or Crown Royal bags. What's the bartering
caps.
System for, yeah. for 15 minutes in the champagne corner? You know?
The ripple room.
The ripple room. But again, it was a corner because I doubt there were rooms.
Well, it's a trailer. There's
one
a couple rooms
big,
in a trailer.
Like the cab?
No, that
no,
kind of trailer?
No, it was just, no, it was a normal trailer.
Yeah.
Just like you think it,
yeah.
When I say trailer, that's what it was. It was a trailer.
Like a single wide.
Tied
home.
Down. Tied down.
Why was it tied down? Were they worried someone was going to steal it?
I reckon.
Hey, I want that big trailer full of STDs.
For all I know, there was a Port-a-John being used for a strip club three counties away. Maybe they're trying to kill the competition.
Well,
I don't know.
Kentucky. Maybe.
Maybe that was the champagne room.
The port-a-potty? That's where you get a lap dance.
Completely different license. I hope they had all their licenses on the wall. I mean, that's an area of that particular state, which I would think you would describe as lawless.
Yeah.
I don't imagine law enforcement is too strict on licensing out there.
No. In the foothills of
you're
Kentucky?
You're three hours from the state capital.
You're probably 3 hours from anything.
3 hours from Frankfurt. Which
you're 3 hours from a phone.
Yeah. I mean, from Lexington and Louisville, it was almost a 3 hour drive, I think.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine the clientele, but the women.
Was the music a boombox or transistor radio?
No, it was a dude playing the spoons and a washboard tub.
Maybe
thing.
It was just an AM/FM radio.
It's probably just the old man just clapping.
Who's the poor schmuck who paid his $15 while the commercials were on?
Do what?
If they're using a radio as a DJ, like who's the guy who paid his $15 while there were commercials on?
Oh my God! Right. You know, they just didn't even do the one dance with clothes on, one dance with clothes off. It's like, she'd just get up, take her overalls off right away, and
well,
just go to
I mean,
town.
To be fair, the 8-track player was down. Ka-ching. Ka-ching. Nothing but blood, sweat, and tears. That's all they were listening to for the whole night. And John
those
Denver.
Old Chuck Berry songs. Come on, twist.
Old John Denver 8-tracks. Oh, my goodness.
I'd imagine it would be all Alabama. You know what I mean? Like, it would have to be like
Mountain Music.
So Mountain Music.
Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes.
Statler Brothers.
Yes.
Elvira.
Oh.
And
yeah.
if on that particular night you got Elvira while Elvira was on, it was pure magic.
It was free.
Sorry, it was free. That makes complete
God.
Sense.
It does.
Now coming to the stage. Boom, ba, boom, ba, ba.
And everyone's just like, yeah, move, move, Earl, move. You sat up front last time this happened.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God. I love Kentucky. By the way, I'm getting tons of texts correcting me on
from
cherry
Kentucky.
Pie. No.
It was Warrant.
Warrant
yeah,
and
Warrant.
White Snake. And, guys, I don't care that I got it wrong. No one, I don't think anyone is, who else is fact-checking the show?
Hair Metal.
God.
We don't have a. We should get a fact checker.
Stop it. No.
Trey.
Nick can be the fact checker.
Trey.
No.
Hey,
it'd
guys.
He's
a pretty bad fact checker.
It was actually Warrant.
Yes, he got Trey is kind of like that, though. He'll text the show with
the Rain Man of Hair Metal.
But he hasn't texted it in a while.
He probably didn't pay for his phone.
Maybe you ran out of minutes.
Speaking of intern Trey, though, I learned that Fred and AJ, like if an intern made a mistake, they would actually go to like caller 120 something for the winner. Like when we did, when we do giveaways,
yes,
they would go to like over 100.
That's what I would do. Yes,
so we would never give anything.
Next
away.
Time, intern, like we want to mess with intern Trey.
Somebody said definitely Skinnered in the stripper trailer.
Freebird.
She can't dance goodness. That long. She's already malnourished and
maybe
on meth.
Maybe that
she
smell.
She ain't making it through Freebird.
She's dancing to that smell.
What?
That's Skinner a song? Song. Oh, Skinner song.
Definitely dancing.
Let's
to
take a quick break. It's The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.